The Use of Protective Restraints, Part 2. The physician may find it necessary to order restraints to prevent a patient from injuring himself or others. In extreme cases of delirium or agitation, the use of maximum restraints may sometimes be prescribed. If such a patient is becoming agitated, remain with him and use the signal device to call for assistance. Sedation is usually administered to quiet the patient, but it is sometimes necessary to apply leather restraints until the sedative is effective. Be sure to have adequate help present before attempting to apply the restraints. Assistance is often needed to bodily restrain the patient in order to apply the devices. Even if the patient does not seem to understand, explain to him that restraint is necessary to protect him from injury, and describe how the devices will be applied. Many patients will try to cooperate if the need for restraints is anticipated in time, and some patients feel more secure with the restraints, realizing that they are protected from injuring themselves or others. If possible, administer the sedative before applying the restraints. While the patient is lying down, slip the waist restraint under him and fasten it around him. Attach the strap securely to the bed frame out of the patient's reach. If the wrist restraints are not padded, use a soft material to protect the patient's skin. Apply the restraining cuff and adjust it so that the patient's wrist is held securely. Be sure, however, that circulation is not restricted. When both arms have been fastened in the cuffs, buckle the restraints to the bed frame. If lock attachments are used, make sure the key is located where all personnel can readily find it in case of emergency. Wrap the patient's ankles in soft protective material and apply the ankle restraints. Then fasten the restraints to the bed frame. After all the restraints have been applied, check that each restraint is secure and be sure that circulation is not impaired. Remove all articles from the patient unit which might be used to inflict injury. Remain with the patient and observe the effects of the medication as well as the patient's general condition. A severely agitated patient should not be left unattended. The patient who has been fully restrained requires special attention from the nurse. He will be totally dependent upon her to provide for his needs. Remove the restraints regularly, one at a time, and allow the patient to exercise. Give skin care as needed and change the protective wrapping before the restraint is reapplied. To avoid stiffness and cramping, change the patient's arm position periodically. In charting, record the type of restraint used, the time applied, and the patient's behavior in detail. Be sure to include the patient's reaction to the medication. Remember, in applying maximum restraints, obtain help when necessary, explain the procedure to the patient, remain with the patient and observe his condition, and pay special attention to the patient's needs. In some instances, it may be necessary for the nurse to take the initiative and apply a restraint before a doctor's order has been obtained. If, for example, a pediatric patient begins to scratch a skin irritation, he may need to be restrained without delay. Explain the purpose of the restraint to the child and his mother, stressing that the device is being used for the child's protection. Since the use of any restraining device may cause the child to feel closed in, apprehensive, or frightened, remain with him until he becomes accustomed to the restraint. It may be helpful to give him some toys to play with. report to the nurse in charge that a restraint has been applied, explaining the reasons for its application. The nurse in charge can then obtain a doctor's order. In the nurse's notes, chart the type of restraint used, why it was used, and the time it was applied. This information will assist the doctor in treating the child and provide a legal record for the nurse's protection. Return frequently to check on the child. A calm, understanding attitude and good nursing care will help to relax the child and add to his comfort. Check the tightness and fit of the restraint often, particularly while the child sleeps. Be sure that he is resting comfortably. Remember, when taking the initiative in applying a restraint, apply the restraint without delay. Report to the nurse in charge so that a doctor's order can be obtained. And chart all pertinent information. Restraining devices are applied as a protective measure to help ensure the safety and comfort of the patient. When properly utilized, protective restraints are a valuable aid in patient care. This concludes the program on the use of protective restraints, produced by Trainex Corporation.